Hi, Kwese. I don't know if that's how your name is pronounced. If I did make any mistakes, apologies on that front. I've listened to both episodes of your podcast. I think the first one was a trailer, and then the second one was an actual episode. Really, really love the content that you put out. I think you should do more stuff like this because I really liked it. So, yeah.
Richest guy in the universe, and this another time with me on I don't even know what to call it anymore podcast. But the new people, yeah, that's the name actually. And for the OGs, thanks for hanging in. Yeah, I mean, feedbacks and messages like that, you know, keeps the fire up for me to, you know, always release and write. No, not the release you're thinking about. I mean, like, drop new episodes, you know, and get to create more and keep the consistency up. So yeah, I'm back at it again. It was supposed to come on Tuesday, but there were some setbacks. Yeah, so I'm in today. I didn't want the week to end because I love you guys. I had to do it anyway. So yeah. So guys, I have a confession to make. We're all a mess, and for some unknown reason, we all try to hide it because, you know, society. We need to be acceptable humans, so we're all trying to hide, you know, the messy part. But here's the truth. The things we hate and hide about ourselves, actually what makes us interesting characters. Look at your life as a movie or a book. Okay. Why do you like a character, a certain character in a movie? I mean, your favorite character from a movie or a book. Chances are, it's because he or she's a mess and they all try to get out. They all try to make something out of their life at the end. They're trying to make something out of it at the end. That's what you feel connected to them. You feel related to them. I mean, perfect characters make up for like boring stories. And here comes society where we all try to, you know, act cool, live the best lives. It's like we're not supposed to talk about it when we're actually going through stuff, we're actually feeling stuff. Because everything has to be good. And what I always tell people is, if it's hard, it's hard. Just admit it and then do something about it. You pretending you're not a mess, or you pretend everything's okay, doesn't make it okay. You admit it and then you go on. You understand? Also, this past 3 years have been a shit show, you know? The whole pandemic shit and stuff has really given us time to reflect, okay, and think about stuff that really matter to us and, you know, prioritize stuff in our life. Because I feel the world needed our break. We needed the whole lockdown shit. We needed it. Sorry if I'm saying shit a lot today, because I'm actually in the mood, so y'all pardon me for the shit I'm saying, because I'm going to keep on saying shit. Yeah, so yeah, back on track. So we actually needed our break, okay, from the whole busy thing. And those times were pretty hard because we had to, you know, switch routines from waking up every morning, taking your bath, getting up to, you know, school, work, anything you do, to just wake up, sit in your room quietly, or anything you do, but you're still in your room. You don't have anywhere else to go. That can become very hard, you know, and also hard for some people because no work, no money. Hard times are actually great catalysts for change, and those hard times also make up for great stories. I mean, look at our parents. If you should ask your grandma or your auntie or your mom or your dad about an interesting story about their lives when they were young, they are all going to go back to 83 I don't know if you're Ghanaian. If you're not a Ghanaian, maybe you might not understand this, but that's all we hear, 83. And then we hear pretty interesting stuff from those times. And I mean, some way, this generation, we all felt, oh, we needed something. We needed some drama. And yeah, the COVID gave it to us. So, yeah, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. You being a mess and you trying to hide your flaws or the stuff that make you that messy doesn't actually make you an interesting person. I mean, someday you're going to need to tell your story and people are going to have to relate to you to feel motivated and stuff. But here comes the case, you're putting up a perfect character show for everyone. Here's the truth. Perfect characters make up for pretty boring story. We need something we could relate to. Something we feel connected to, you know. Something that could remind us of ourselves and let us know we could do it. That's what everyone needs now. That's what everybody needs now. Just getting out of stuff, you know, prioritizing, realizing, and then pushing through. I mean, you're not going to be this way for your whole life, but that's who you are. Times are going to be hard for you, but last, you're going to come through. That's the thing. You know, probably 2 years, 5 years, a year from now, some few months from now, you're just going to look back and then smile and be like, damn, that was a year, you know? That was the time I grew. That was the time that changed me. That was the time that made me better. We actually need the mess. Yeah, so don't kill yourself. Don't beat yourself up. The world itself is a mess, you know? And anything you're doing, Just know you're on the right track. Just hang in there. Keep on pushing. Just, you're actually in the middle of a very great episode of your life. And you're really going to regret if, you know, stuff people say gets to you and you just bail out. Okay. Yeah, I know I'm sounding very sensible today, which is not usual, but you know, I can't be that crazy guy all the time. So, yeah. Although, yeah, the next episode, I'm going back to the crazy me. So, you guys should expect that. May I crack back? You guys should expect that. Guys, keeping it short again. And I'm ending it here. Catch you guys on the next episode. Share, subscribe. And, you know, let someone who needs this hear this. You get me? Tell a friend, tell another friend, you up. And thank you all for the support and everything. I appreciate it. The kind words. I really appreciate it.